Blog Talk Radio.
So when I say, as the subtitle of my book, that I think religion poisons everything, I'm not just doing what publishers like and coming up with a provocative subtitle. I mean to say it infests us in our most basic integrity. It says we can't be moral without Big Brother, without a totalitarian permission. It means we can't be good to one another. We can't think without this. We must be afraid. We must also be forced to love someone who we fear. The essence of sadomasochism. All of this could be part of a plan. There is no way an atheist can prove it's not. But it's some plan, isn't it? With mass destruction, pitiless extermination, annihilation going on all the time, and all of this set in motion on a scale that's absolutely beyond our imagination, in order that the Pope can tell people not to jerk off.
Hi there, everyone, and welcome to The Pink Atheist. I'm your host, Rachel Johnson, and that opening is Tombstone of the Dead Man. It's his tribute to Christopher Hitchens. So you can look him up on Bandcamp. He, I believe, has 6 albums out now. He's a wonderful artist. If you're into rap music, R&B, he is the perfect guy for you to seek out. Today, what we're going to be talking about is Rush Limbaugh. A little bit of a hard topic, but I also want to get into talking about the religious right in America, or what I call the religious crazies. And, you know, I know a lot of people are talking about these topics, as we should be. America has become so polarized in its thinking that I think that we need to stop and really assess how this is happening and how we can change the landscape of America and our American thinking. Rush Limbaugh is just one of many Republican talking heads. He has, you know, quite the history, but it is ignored on the part of all of his Republican associates, because the fact is that he's on their side and he's speaking, quote unquote, on their behalf. He said some pretty rancid things. Rush Limbaugh has been convicted of using prescription meds inappropriately. I remember back at the time when I was transitioning from being a Republican and listening to this man, he was being charged with the prescription drug misuse. However, he was also being investigated for doctor shopping. So this guy was trying to find numerous doctors to prescribe him meds. Now, since then, Rush Limbaugh has kind of become notorious for Viagra. I do believe that he promotes it on his show. I can't say that for 100% because I refuse to listen to anything the blowhard has to say. I mean, this man has spent a pretty good chunk of his lifetime insulting women. And one good example of that is Sandra Fluke, who, you know, he called a slut, and he was asking, how many pills does a woman need? You know, Viagra and birth control, not even similar. You take Viagra when you want to achieve an erection. You take birth control every day. It's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. But insurance companies cover Viagra, and some of them, on religious grounds, quote unquote, they want to prevent birth control from being paid for under their policy. And there's a lot of companies trying to pull that as well. But, you know, this guy is actually losing ground. And I was really glad to hear that. He has been losing people who are paying him to do the show. And his time slot has moved in various areas, which says that even Republicans themselves are getting tired. Tired of the message, tired of the promotion. I mean, the Republican Party is notorious for one thing. They're notorious for hate and fear. And Rush Limbaugh is about hate and fear. When it comes to Hillary Clinton, he has made statements saying that she's playing the vagina card. I was kind of shocked when I saw this because I didn't think that that man could actually say the word vagina, knowing that the Republicans have such an issue with delving into anything woman. Donald Trump, for instance, his comment on Hillary Clinton having to go to the bathroom, that she's disgusting. breastfeeding woman in an attorney situation. She's disgusting. He thinks that anything that comes out of a woman or is part of a woman's biological production is disgusting. And, you know, I remember when I used to listen to him, I remember how damn nauseating he was. And let me explain to you where I was back then. This was right around the time of 9/11. I used to think that if I was a conservative, my life would get better. If I learned how to delve into being conservative with my money and being conservative with my thinking, that everything would, you know, turn around, I would be able to make the money that I needed and become successful. And what I saw as I watched it and moved on with my life is that these people weren't for me, but were attacking me. Here I was, a mother with a child on my own, raising him, working long hours, and doing my best, okay? I was the person that they loved to hate. I was from a divorced family. I divorced my son's father. I took to working, so my son had to be taken care of. And I wasn't at home baking cupcakes, waiting on my man, being his servant. And this is exactly what the Republicans are against. So when I tell you that I know what they're doing, that's because for several years, I was in their camp. I believe that, yeah, it was better for women to stay at home so that they could nurture their children and raise them up to be good individuals, and that children who didn't have two parents at home suffered. And, you know, it made me, I think, feel a lot more guilt for my situation. But it also made me think that perhaps there was a better way for someone out there. And then I've obviously grown up and I've learned that it doesn't take a two-parent home necessarily. It takes numerous people raising children to be successful, and it's what you make of it. I have since changed so many of my ideas. But the thing was, I had to get tired of the message. And the message was always fear. The message was always hate. Now, when it comes to Rush Limbaugh, his message of hate appeals to many people who are paranoid. And where does paranoia come from? Well, it comes from doctrines. It comes from, like, religious doctrines. You get these people who believe that the world is going to end any day, that if we don't get right with God, that we're going to cause it. So they live in a tremendous amount of fear and self-loathing. And the Democrats are kind of an alleviation of that. Like, for instance, let's go back to Rush Limbaugh. He's had this drug addiction, Oxycontin. So he lived his life lying to various doctors, going to get pills, addicted to Oxycontin. And, you know, the hypocrisy to me was it wasn't okay for anyone else to have an addiction. It wasn't okay for anyone else to have a weakness. But Rush Limbaugh is suddenly charged with this, and it's okay, because he's just a human making mistakes. And this is what I'm saying about Republicans. When it comes to each other, as long as they're sharing the quote-unquote same message, they will forgive each other's weaknesses. But as soon as you're not in their camp, they can't forgive your weakness. And this is a problem. And I'll tell you why it's a problem. Because some of them are the worst kind of lying, manipulative trash. They're the same people who can't face their own problems, and they become these hypocrites who throw everybody else under the bus. It's just astounding. Dr. Laura Schlesinger, I used to listen to her. And then by chance one day, I found out about her history. This woman says, when you have children, you should give up going out dating or having any kind of life. You should raise your kids, do what's best for them, blah, blah, blah. And then I found out that her history was tainted with the exact opposite of what she was saying. And now I get it, okay, that we can grow up and we can say, you know, learn from my mistakes. Here's what I did. But that's just it. You have to be willing to say, I made mistakes. I'm not perfect. And from this, here's what I've learned. It affects your life in this way. Not just brandishing a weapon of hate and anger and nothing but stirring the pot against other people because you've made a mistake. That's the wrong way to take things. And this is what the Republican Party does. The Republican Party is filled with so many people like, let me give you an example. Donald Trump, when he's talking about his father giving him a small business loan of $1 million. Now, many Americans don't have a father that's got $1 million to loan them. They probably don't have a father that's got a couple $100s to loan them because they're hardworking Americans. So when he says things like that, it talks from a point of privilege where he can't understand. The Republican Party is full of people who can't understand. Look, if you're having a lifetime where you have weaknesses like drug addiction or, you know, you've been divorced or your life is chaotic or you come from abuse, the great thing that I like about being liberal is that we can look at each other and we can say, I understand where you're coming from, and I'm glad to see that you're trying to do something better. And if you're not trying to do something better, how can we help you? We're not just standing there going, I made a mistake, but I'm going to hate you for your mistake. And Fox News is very much like that. It's so astounding how, one, inaccurate they are. They don't care for fact-checking, neither does Rush Limbaugh. In fact, I was just doing some research on him this morning, and I found an article on Forward Progressives. And one of the things that it said is he has been rated as the least trustworthy. He's rated as the least trustworthy. And I guess I won't call him a news anchor because that's not what he is. He's just a talk show host. And I guess because of that, he doesn't have like journalistic integrity or any standards that we really have to hold him to. But you can't hold him to because he doesn't try to confirm his information. This man gets on, he talks for a couple hours, he makes his money, and he goes home. And the funny thing is, the Republicans, the poor Republicans out there listening to him, don't have to face the lifetime of repercussions. I mean, he doesn't have to face those. They do. These people are just like you or I, except for their mindset is that they are millionaires currently in poverty, that they can succeed, that they can become just as wealthy as Trump or Rush Limbaugh just by working hard and, you know, railing against those things that the liberals love, like money from the government and, you know, tax breaks and blah, blah, blah. And it's so astounding to me. And I'll tell you why. So there's only so much money in the world. So let's put that at the top of the pyramid. And then let's do some Reaganomics here. Let's trickle a little bit of it down. So you have a huge pile of money clear at the top of your pyramid, and you have a little bit of it flowing down. So as you go, you have to break up the money and break up the money and break up the money until what gets to the bottom is little to nothing. Okay? That's the reality. Because if you took all the money from the top and you just released it, it would overflow into everywhere. And no, everyone knows that no Republican is going to give up all of their wealth willingly. Rush Limbaugh isn't. The man goes home to a nice house. He lives fancy. He never has to worry about it. He can sit there and lie on the radio all day. He never has to worry about it. Neither does Trump. And I'll tell you why you can't make it. Because you can't take all the money from that top pile and get them to spend it. They know better. The people who are the 1% know better than to go spending all of their money and becoming poor. They are not stupid. They know as long as their money sits in a bank account, they can let it earn interest. But as soon as they start spending up that money, it no longer can accrue interest. Not only that, they have to spend it in a way that it will be taxed as it's spent. So that's a bigger problem for them. Because now not only are you spending your wealth and not earning interest on it, but you're being taxed when you spend it. See, that's what they won't tell you. This is why Reaganomics doesn't work. What you have to do is force the rich to give away money. You have to force them to put it back in the system to spend it. Because if you don't, what happens is you have the 1% on top with all the money, and you have very little trickling down to the bottom. This is why Reaganomics doesn't work. It's a pretty simple explanation for a pretty stupid idea that Reagan had, and I'm more than sure that it was influenced by Republican politics. But so let's talk about this further. Let's talk about how inaccurate the Republican Party is and Moses as a founding father. Texas has put this into their books. Moses as a founding father. A man we can't even prove lived as a founding father of the United States. I don't know where to begin with this absurdity. Okay, so first of all, we can't prove that Moses existed, where he was. We can't prove that he killed anyone, but in their own story, he does. And in their own story, he wanders in the wilderness for 40 years, and then he finds, quote-unquote, the promised land, okay? And so they go up into this mountain, and they're about to cross into the promised land. This is from their own fairy tale. So they're about to cross into the promised land, and Moses is old, and God had told him, you will never see the promised land. So these people get ready to go into this promised land. But wait, there's occupants. So before they go in to occupy this land, they're going to have to kill those occupants. So the promised land was obviously promised prior to them to somebody else. So they have to kill these people to take over this land, which Moses never saw because he died in the mountains and was buried. So Moses not only didn't, quote-unquote, go into the promised land, but he didn't found anything. We can't even prove it exists, but Texas wants to call him a founding father. Now, this is how absurd it has gotten. It's like everyone who belonged in some kind of infirmary for their, you know, talking voices in their head has somehow managed to wind up in politics if they're Republican. It is the craziest thing I have ever seen, because not only do they not care about facts, they care about miscuing them so that the next generation grows up not knowing what history really happened. I can't even believe it. And the thing is that when Texas orders books, because they are such a big state, what happens is the producers all print the same books for the rest of the United States. And so what Texas learns is what the rest of the United States learns. So in essence, you're saying that in the future, all of American kids are going to think the stupidest thing in ridiculous history of ever, that Moses somehow founded America. I don't recall him being there for any declaration signing or even being mentioned. But hey, in fact, when they were writing the Constitution, they consulted the Native Americans who helped them with what they should be saying and what they should be looking for, because they took example from what they were seeing within the Native American tribes as far as how to create a cohesive group. And it's just one example of many. But, you know, let's talk about Hillary and the vagina card. Let's talk about that for a second, because that one really gets me. I mean, Rush Limbaugh is obviously sexist. He's very sexist. I've known that for years. This man can't keep a wife, he can't keep a girlfriend, and he can't keep it in his pants, thus the Viagra. This man hates anything to do with women. And this is a Republican thing again. I have seen Republican men. Their ideals of women, their treatment of women, their hostility towards them is astounding. They have this utter disdain that I don't even imagine that I can know where it comes from, because, you know, you have your mother, you have your aunts, you have your sisters, you have women all around you in the family, and yet, other than the Bible, and I just can't see how a woman could teach her own son to treat her with that level of disrespect, like she is subhuman, unworthy, just garbage, that they would think that when a woman is running for office, the only thing that she has to bring to that office is her vagina. It really is absurd. This is how little men think of women. this is how sexist America is. When you think that the only qualifications, because you refuse to look at a woman and see what she is worth, you think her only qualifications are that she has a vagina. Now, if you said that about Donald Trump's wife, I would say you are correct. She has not spent her time in politics. She has not spent her time in education. She has spent her life making her body look good. Okay? So when you want to talk about women who are just a vagina walking around, you are not talking about Hillary Clinton. You are talking about Donald Trump's wife. You are talking about women like that. And even then, I would say that there's a line to be drawn, that that woman still has a brain. She still has an amalgam of worth. She still has the right to be treated as a human being, which isn't what Donald Trump is doing at all, is it? He's flaunting her around like a piece of meat. Like, look at what I'm screwing. And this is what the Rush Limbaughs of the world do. They wander around with these women on their arm, feeling like these egotistical big men because they can use women for one thing and one thing only, and that's sexual pleasure. And never have to come to the conclusion that this woman has any value past that. And so when it comes to Hillary Clinton, I have looked at her history and who she is. And Hillary is really a rather intelligent woman. This woman has 2 degrees. And I don't want to take up a whole lot of time talking about her, other than to say that saying she is pulling some vagina card, well, Rush Limbaugh must have been pulling this out of his penis, because there is no way. There's just no way. So let's get back to the fear and hate. When it comes to the Republican Party, that's all they know. You think about it. Muslims are terrorists. Black people are thugs. White people are militants. They're just militants. And, you know, as long as we fear everything and hide away in our homes under the cover, away from the light of day, we might be safe. Also have a lot of guns, okay? You're going to need a lot of guns. So you're going to also need to watch out for big government. And, you know, they're spying on you, and it matters because they're coming any day for those guns that you're hiding at home with while you're trying to keep from being killed by the thugs and the terrorists. So it's a complicated life. Or you could, you know, just get up and go socialize with other people and find out that most Muslims are just human beings living their lives. And though I don't enjoy their religion, I think it's horrible, they are still rational human beings who have lives, a lot of them, just like Christians. Now, I will give it to you this. There's a certain proportion of Christians and a certain proportion of Muslims and a certain proportion of Catholics and a certain proportion of Mormons that I would consider dangerous, all of them. Every religion has its nutbags. But you have to question, were they nuts when they went into the religion, or did the religion make them nuts? Were they tottering on the brink of insanity for this religion? And I hate to pick on people who have mental illness, because there are some perfectly wonderful people who are also happen to be mentally ill, okay? But then you do have those fringe people, just like religion. Isn't it funny that every group has its fringe people? It's called human nature, okay? We're going to have so many sick individuals within any community. It's just probability, okay? There are some individuals out there, but the likelihood of them being so insurmountable, like so numerous, that you cannot live your life and wholly enjoy it is ridiculous, okay? But Fox News would have you believe that we live in this volatile, chaotic world where nothing can ever be good. And I'm telling you now that I get up every day and I go out there and I face the world and I see some really wonderful people from all cultures and all lives. And I'll tell you this, I am very happy to interact with those different cultures. I'm very lucky. I have wonderful, amazing friends from all walks of life, and they're great people. And this is a lot of us. A lot of us associate with or know other cultures, and it's Republicans who want to self-isolate They want to be this ruling group of conservative white people who are Christians, who think the same way, behave the same. It's sort of like they want to become this cohesive tribe, but they're so paranoid and they're so rancid with hate that they can't. So, yeah, I mean, the Rush Limbaughs of the world need overtalked. We need people out there. We need them saying the liberal truth. We need fact-checking on our end tremendously. We need to set the example. We need to be the ones that they look to and they really can't prove us wrong. We need to debate them. We need to confront them. We need to challenge them on an intellectual level, because the only way to beat back ignorance is with education. It's the way that this country moved forward and progressed to where it is today. And I'll tell you, the onslaught of attacks against this country has been since the 90s, when Bill Clinton came into office. And it was a pivotal time in our nation because AIDS had just popped up and we began to understand it. Focus on the family was really getting popular because people thought that God was punishing us with AIDS. And so, you know, people turned to religion out of, once again, fear and ignorance. And then when they did, those people got rich and they started promoting their agenda. Once they started promoting their agenda, they started attacking women, just like Rush Limbaugh, just like all the rest of the Republicans. And they started motivating these people who were very, very dark thinking individuals. And once they did that, we started to see the United States taking this turn for the worse. And, you know, I'm 40 years old. I've been alive for the majority of this. I can't say that I'm very happy about it, but I do see the good in America. I mean, it is out there. And just like President Obama today decided to sign a bill, you know, with background checks and such legislation for guns, which is great. Because what we have is this fear-based paranoia ruling America right now, and it's going to take individuals like President Obama to motivate the country to have to start thinking, to have to start, you know, moving in a direction that's positive, educated, and forward. We cannot go back to the past. We cannot live like it's the 1500s. We cannot have all of our citizens dying of illnesses and living in fear and paranoia and killing each other. It's just ridiculous. It's beyond absurd. And I'll tell you what, the thing is that I would love for atheists to go out there, and, you know, I can't say that I'm really great at this because I tend to get angry at people's ignorance, but if you are a patient atheist and you are very well educated, go out there, confront people, debate them, challenge their ideas, make them fact check themselves. This is something we have to teach the next generation. How do you know that you're correct? And we have to teach them what a real resource is, because a lot of people will go to these sources, and the internet is so filled with misinformation. You can find it anywhere. I mean, I have been in situations where I've had to debate people, and they've given me these sources that I'm like, I have no clue where the author, the original author, even got the idea for the article. It's astounding how much misinformation. And I will admit that in the past, in my youth, I have been unfortunately misinformed and passed that along. But as I learn and as I grow, I've determined that, you know, I'm not going to spread misinformation along to people because I don't want them to be ill-educated on my behalf. And I think that that's important. And Facebook is another place where we see this. We see so much misinformation. It's like on a daily basis, everything on the internet is a lie. You have to very carefully check everything that you see. But Republicans aren't doing that. Rush Limbaugh certainly isn't. And I think that we need to attack him at the foundation level. I think that we need to make it important to challenge what he calls facts and not get frustrated or angry with him, but get informational and do this on such a level that no one can any longer challenge the validity of his claims, but that the people who are listening to him actually have to understand that this man is spreading nothing but misinformation. So when it comes to that, we have to take him to task. Rush Limbaugh needs to be challenged. Not just Rush Limbaugh, but the Donald Trumps of the world and all of the Republicans who are out there reciting this garbage. Anyway, that's going to do it for today, except for I have to mention one more thing before I go. So if you look at David Silverman's wall, you will see that he has written another book. He has written a book. I believe it's his first book. But the title of it is Fighting God. So if you have read this book, please give a review. Please talk about it. Get it out there. One thing that we do need is more books and articles and information from atheists and let the world understand us as we are and know what we're about. So anyhow, go on Amazon. The book is available for sale. And I'm sure that if you buy a hard copy and you see David at some point, he'd be more than willing to sign it. And that's going to do it for today. So I will be back tomorrow with another show. And until then, you guys have a good one. Take care of yourselves and have a great day.